Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Tuesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, located just a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Two people from Lexington were taken to the hospital after their car veered across the center line to avoid a separate crash and collided with a tractor trailer's trailer in Worth Township, authorities reported. The incident happened on South Lakeshore Road, north of Fisher Road. Deputies say a minor collision had already occurred between two southbound vehicles when a third car, a Ford Focus, approached from behind. In an attempt to avoid the initial crash, the driver swerved into the opposite lane and struck the rear axles of a northbound tractor trailer. The driver and passenger of the Ford Focus were transported to McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Their conditions were not disclosed. Officials confirmed that seatbelts were in use and the airbags did deploy. No further details about the other drivers involved have been released, and names are being withheld while the investigation continues. Donald Arthur Tibbetts has had his conviction reduced to a misdemeanor yesterday. The decision followed a sentence review. Both the defense, represented by Kyle T. O'Mara, and the prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace, agreed with an updated investigation report presented to the court. Mr. Tibbetts was found to be totally compliant, having completed all ordered programming and maintained employment during his delayed sentence period. The judge commended Mr. Tibbetts for a good job, noting no criminal activity since his initial sentencing. As a result, his conviction was entered as an attempt, a misdemeanor, with no further sanctions.
The Flannery Auto Mall has the deals of the season on Buick and GMC. Drive home in a brand new 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab 4-wheel drive for only $322 per month. You get the trailering package with brake controller, all-terrain tires, power seat, heated seats, and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, dual-zone climate control, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more, all for only $322 per month. Or lease the 2026 Buick Encore GX all-wheel drive with heated seats and wheel, power seats, lane change, rear cross traffic alert, remote start, and more for only $324 per month. Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe has the new 2026 Buick Enclave preferred with all-wheel drive with heated leather seats and wheel, power seats, power lift gate, second row buckets, tri-zone climate control, floor liners, and more, all for $516 per month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details. Today.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
A major recall has been issued for a widely sold cleaning product that many Michiganders may have in their homes right now. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says about 1.5 million bottles of Angry Orange enzyme stain removers are being pulled because they may contain a bacterium which can pose health risks under certain conditions. The products in question come in 2 cents, fresh, clean, and orange twist, and were distributed in 24-ounce, 32-ounce, and 1-gallon bottles. Some of the recall units were also sold bundled with a UV light attachment. These stain removers were widely available at big retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Meijer, Staples, and TJ Maxx. Some places also sold them online, like Amazon, Target.com, Walmart.com, AngryOrange.com, and Chewy.com. While there have been no confirmed reports of illnesses or injuries tied to these products so far, officials warn the bacteria identified in the recall can be especially dangerous to people with weakened immune systems, existing lung issues, or those who use medical devices implanted in their bodies, because it can enter through inhalation, broken skin, or the eyes. If you own one of the effective stain removers, you're urged to stop using it immediately and contact the manufacturer, Thrasio, to arrange a refund. The CPSC also advises consumers to follow any disposal instructions and to reach out directly to the company for next steps.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact. And so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Three of the world's biggest tech companies face a landmark trial in Los Angeles starting this week over claims their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. Snapchat owner Snap has settled the case, but Meta's Instagram, ByteDance's TikTok, and Google's YouTube will face a jury trial for the first time over claims that their platforms have contributed to the youth mental health crisis. Jury selection starts this week in Los Angeles Superior Court. It's the first time the companies will argue their case before a jury.
Schettler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb Area's Goodman dealer.
When your heater is loud, breaking down, or leaving you less than comfortable, that's not good. But with the Goodman SD heating and cooling system, it's all good. Everything from the sound levels, to the energy savings, to the value, the Goodman SD delivers exactly what you expect and more. It's good to know that comfort can be this easy. Thank goodness for Goodman. Contact us to learn more.
Call Schettler Plumbing and Heating and Pigeon at 989-453-3531.
When the weather inside is frightful, that's not good. With an all-electric Goodman heat pump, it's all good. The warranty, the reliability, the price tag. Cozy up to the efficient heating and year-round comfort of a Goodman heat pump. It's good to know that comfort can be this easy. Thank goodness for Goodman. Contact us to learn more and stay warm this season.
Get total comfort in your home or business with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Schettler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. Give Kent Schettler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
A day-long hearing is underway that should make clear what played the biggest role in a mid-air aircraft collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. The National Transportation Safety Board will recommend steps to prevent similar tragedies. An American Airlines jet flying from Kansas and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided and plummeted into the Potomac River a year ago. The Federal Aviation Administration has taken steps to ensure helicopters and planes no longer share the same crowded airspace around the nation's capital. But the NTSB will recommend additional action. Families of the victims say they hope there are meaningful changes. And activists say that at least 6,159 people have been killed in Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, and many more are still feared dead. The new figures today came from the U.S.-based Human Rights Activist News Agency, which has been accurate in multiple rounds of unrest in Iran. The Iranian government has put the death toll at a far lower 3,117, including 2,427 civilians and security forces, and the rest labeled terrorists. Meanwhile, Iran's currency, the rial, has fallen to a record low of $1.5 million to $1. The protests in Iran began on December 28, sparked by rial's downward spiral, and quickly spread across the country, only to be met by a violent crackdown by Iran's theocracy. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, located just a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. And by Sure, better health, better life, are you sure? And by Schettler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And now remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have one obituary here to mention today. Beverly Bev Ann Brialette passed away on January 25th. She was born on June 22nd, 1947 in Owendale. Beverly married the late Ernest Stanley Brialette on December 7th, 1974. Beverly is survived by her three daughters, Amy Jo, Carrie Ann, and Dawn Marie. and grandchildren and a great-grandchild. Celebration of Beverly's life will be held on Wednesday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church of the Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be on Wednesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the family of Beverly Brylett in care of Dawn Eisler. Condolences may be shared with the family at mcalpinefuneralhome.com.